huge news on the block last night.
Massive
upset as well. Tess and Luke took it out, right?
I know. Walking away with over $700,000. They join us on the line right now. Guys, how does it feel to be the winners?
Oh, we are in shock, mate. We are absolutely over the moon. We never thought that it would pan out for that, you know. The underdogs the whole way through, and, mate, the dark horses came galloping.
We did a Stephen Bradbury.
You really did. You really did.
Now, you've made, as Rach said, over $700,000. I'm sure you never want to build a house again. Are you just going to use that to flat out buy one and never build again?
Yeah, look, that's definitely probably enough money to move up north somewhere and probably retire. But, you know, that's far too boring. You know, I'm only 30. Tess is 28. So, look, we'll probably look at buying a house down in Brizzy maybe and trying our hand at the flipping game down there.
Yeah, right. So this hasn't put you off renovating?
Oh, God, no.
Look, probably just a bit of a longer time frame than what the block was, you know. I think 14 weeks is a bit hardcore, so maybe a lot in weeks.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe a couple of years. Now, the upset was everyone thought Mitch and Mark were going to take it out. Have you spoken to them since about this?
Did they give you some dirty looks?
You know what? The boys went first. They did such an honourable thing. They didn't want to go first. They went first because they had the most amount of buyers. We honestly thought they would take it out. So when they won $380,000, we went, you beauty, like if we can get close to that, we are lucky. We didn't think we'd double it. And, you know, but in the end of the day, every single couple walked away with bucket loads of cash. And
yeah.
That was goal. That was the absolute goal. You know, and yeah, we have a respect for everyone because we all understand what we've all been through and we can't ever, you know, break that.
Yeah. Do you think there was anyone that maybe had like was a little bit gutted that you guys won?
Yeah, probably. Absolutely. Like, I mean, you know, it's a competition, you know, and everyone comes into this wanting to win. I believe that most of the houses were absolutely just over the moon for us. I know they were. But, you know, not everyone's very good at not winning.
Okay. Now, will there be any couples that you're probably just not going to catch up with again after this? Not that you don't like them.
I love what you're doing. I love it.
We're trying. Come on, Tess. Give me something.
I love every which way you go about this. It's brilliant. Look, yeah, absolutely. Like, you don't get along with everyone you meet in life. You don't have to be everyone's best friend. That's just not normal life. But as I said, like, we respect each other. I can't imagine, you know, the boys really wanting to invite us over for a drink.
You're not going to the party house.
No, but they live in Bondi, so yeah. Cross paths, you know, but we wish them all the best of luck.
Okay, well, on that note, good luck. Well done on dodging the questions and enjoy your money. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks, guys.